And now we turn to our string section. Violinist Ray Nance.
Hi, welcome to Ellington Reflections. My name is Steve Bowie. You can find supplementary information about the songs that are played on our website at ellingtonreflections.com. We're also on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. As you just heard, Duke Ellington would sometimes refer to violinist Ray Nance as the string section. And in this episode, we're just going to feature the violin of Ray Nance. Usually he was in the trumpet section, and he also took trumpet solos, and he also sang. So he was a multi-talented individual. But again, we're just going to focus on the violin. To continue where we left off from that introduction, we'll let Duke Ellington continue. And this is from the 1948 Carnegie Hall concert. It's a song by Antonin Dvorak, who's famous for his Symphony No. 9, the New World Symphony, and it's called Humoresque. There's also solos by Harold Shorty Baker on trumpet, Harry Carney on baritone sax, and Jimmy Hamilton on clarinet.
And now we turn to our string section. Violinist Ray Nance brings us into the melody of Humoresque.
Thank you.
For his 1947 Carnegie Hall appearance, Duke Ellington premiered a new suite entitled The Liberian Suite, and it was written to celebrate the centennial of the African nation of Liberia. It consisted of a song called I Like the Sunrise, and then five dances. Dance number three was a feature for Ray Nance's violin, and it's got some nice high trumpet work at the end by Al Killian. This next violin feature was recorded at the Blue Note Club in Chicago in 1952 for a live radio broadcast. I'm going to let Duke himself introduce this one, but I will tell you that the Louis he's referring to is drummer Louis Belson.
Louis, a little tango, little tango. Louis, a little tango. The purpose of the little tango rhythm
is to bring Juan Tisol, composer, Ray Nance, virtuoso, violinist, and a bit of exotic tonal zest titled Bakif.
Bakif.
The next composition, Fiddler on the Diddle, is from the Concert in the Virgin Islands LP, and despite the title, it's really a studio album. But what's interesting about this one is that it's only the saxes, the bass, and the drums accompanying Ray Nance's violin. He didn't use the whole band on this one, and I think there's maybe one chord you can hear on the piano, so it's kind of a minimalist treatment, but it's really swinging. So enjoy Fiddler on the Diddle. In the early 60s, the Ellington Band recorded a bunch of material that celebrated the other big bands. He recorded songs that were either their theme songs or songs that were associated with them. This one was one of Stan Kenton's, and it's called Artistry in Rhythm. Billy Strayhorn did the arrangement on this one. He plays piano. You can hear Harry Carney on the bass clarinet, Jimmy Hamilton on clarinet, and at one point, Cootie Williams and Ray Nance duet. Cootie, of course, on the trumpet, and another interesting feature is the snare drum rhythm that Sam Woodyard plays on brushes throughout. Thank you. This next selection is from an album called The Great Paris Concert. And if you don't have any Ellington albums at all, this would be one I would highly recommend you start with. It's got a great selection of songs, it's got a great lineup, and there's just many highlights to this album. For the Monterey Jazz Festival, Duke Ellington wrote Sweet Thursday, S-U-I-T-E, Thursday, in honor of the John Steinbeck novel Sweet Thursday, S-W-E-E-T, Thursday. And the final movement features Ray Nance, again on violin, and it's called Lay-By. The Ellington Band spent the first part of 1963 in Europe, and that's the source of the Great Paris Concert album that I mentioned previously. And it's also the source of this one called Duke Ellington's Jazz Violin Session. And on this, he gathers Ray Nance on violin, French violinist Stéphane Grappelli, who is famous for the Hot Club of France recordings with Django Reinhardt. And on viola, we have Sven Asmussen. He just passed away last year, just a few days short of his 101st birthday. The first soloist is Nance, followed by Grappelli, and then Amundsen. And if you're a novice, you can easily tell Amundsen from the others because he's playing the viola, which is lower in pitch. Also notice when he starts his solo, he starts it by quoting, "Don't get around much anymore." The cut that I decided to play from this album is called The Feeling of Jazz, and it's one that Duke recorded with John Coltrane the previous year. Ray Nance joined the Ellington Band in November of 1940 and stayed until 1963, although he would periodically rejoin up until 1973. In 1967, he took part in an unusual project. Lee Konitz recorded an album of duets called The Lee Konitz Duets, in which he did duets with various other instrumentalists like Joe Henderson on tenor saxophone, Elvin Jones on drums, Jim Hall on guitar, but he did one of his duets with Ray Nance on violin, and Usually Lee Konitz is an alto player, but for this one he's playing tenor sax. And this, I believe, is Ray Nance's only foray into the free jazz territory. So this is very interesting. It's called Duplexity.
I'm sorry.
For a 1964 session, Ray Nance was paired with a good friend of his, fellow violinist Stuff Smith. This is a nice blues called Up Jumps Sally. It's not a cutting session because, as you hear, the two violinists never directly follow each other. There's bars by guitarist Kenny Burrell in between. So the first two choruses are by Ray Nance, then Kenny Burrell plays two choruses, and then you hear Stuff Smith. The CD In the Uncommon Market was recorded during the same 1963 European tour that gave us the great Paris concert and Duke Ellington's jazz violin session. Ray Nance is featured on a song from Duke's score from Paris Blues called Guitar Amour.
Thank you. That's all for Ray Nance.
A flat.
Ray Nance.
And with those words from the Duke, that's the end of this particular episode. I want to thank you for listening. Please follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And we're also on the web at ellingtonreflections.com. My name is Steve Bowie, and I really appreciate all your expressions of support. And I really appreciate how much you love the music of Duke Ellington and all his associates. And as I like to say, it's something you ought to know.